We're back here on Tiger Rag Radio at the Super Chevy Dealers Studio, and luckily we have Caroline Fenton back. We lost you for a second. It was a technical difficulty, and it was, of course, our error. We apologize, Caroline. Thanks for sticking with us. I was kind of afraid you might have gone Christmas shopping and left us at the altar, but it appears it was all our fault. So I'm glad you're back.
I would never leave you at the altar, and trust me, shopping on December 23rd sounds like my own personal form of a nightmare, my own personal hell. I am the kind of Christmas shopper. I get it all done online, early December, late November, love a Black Friday deal. I'll even shop throughout the year. I'll pick up some Christmas goodies in July and August just to get it done so I can just enjoy the holiday season and have all of my shopping over with. So I'm not a December 23rd or 24th shopper.
Well, that's good because it sounds like you're very organized and you plan things.
I don't know about that.
Well, it sounds like you plan.
I'm just an impulse buyer.
Yeah, but you plan things out. And you know what you want to buy for whom and when and why. Am I right? I mean, and that's what you pretty much just described there to me.
Oh yeah, I love to give gifts. That is a personal form of a love language. Giving thoughtful gifts, giving gifts that I know people will want to use. So I definitely like to think about it throughout the year to make sure I'm, jerk a few tears on Christmas morning or make people jump up and down excited about the gift that they're going to get on Christmas morning. So it's definitely one of my favorite times of year, no doubt.
You make it sound so exciting, and it's like the real spirit of the holiday and what Christmas is supposed to be about. So with that said, pretend like you are here in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
Christmas Eve, and there's a gathering at, let's say, the South Stadium Club, and it's filled with personalities and coaches and administrators from LSU, and of course, since you're so prepared, you've put your gifts together for them, but I'm sure before you did that, you sort of segmented them into a naughty list or a nice list. Who might be on your naughty list from LSU this year?
Ooh, that's a great question. I love this. Naughty list. I'll start with Matt McMahon. We need Matt McMahon to start proving a little bit more. We need Matt McMahon to maybe put this money where his mouth is a little bit. So what I'm going to do for Matt McMahon this year, if I could give it, I absolutely would. Obviously, I can't. But I would give a bid to the NCAA tournament. NCAA tournament berth for Matt McMahon, because I think that is what is going to save his job. That's what I think the bare minimum for Matt McMahon and the LSU men's basketball program is this year. So he's on my naughty list until he's not. You can prove me wrong and take yourself off of the naughty list whenever you take care of business. I will give Matt McMahon a berth to the NCAA tournament.
Well, he will love you for that. He will love you for that.
I know he would. Wouldn't they all?
Yeah. Is there anyone else on your naughty list? Like maybe, Brian Kelly? I doubt he would be there, but perhaps he would be for some reason.
Make the list because he's not invited. He's not coming to my Christmas party. He's not invited to Christmas morning. He can be with his family.
His family. Okay. All right. Well, who's on your nice list?
I'll add Kendall Kelly to the naughty list as well for his senior night antics.
That was horrible, wasn't it? I just thought that
was
very
so cringe. Okay. It was so bad.
Okay, so they're out. They're not going to be invited. Sounds like you don't have anybody else on your naughty list.
It's a short naughty list this year. Brian Kelly, if he does have to be invited, if I do have to get him a gift, let's see, I'd maybe just get him a nice cup of New England clam chowder, you know, or maybe even perhaps a Michigan t-shirt. Maybe that's where he's headed.
Yeah, I think that's what we all hope.
Ann Arbor.
I think that's all what we hope is happening for Mr. Brian Kelly, that he is headed to
Michigan. Sharon Moore would be on my naughty list as well. Obviously, no LSU ties, but he's on my and maybe very many other naughty lists.
All right, nice list. Really quick, we're running out of time. So nice list and gifts.
Jay Johnson's at the top of the nice list. And what Jay Johnson gets from me for Christmas is a trophy case. He's going to need a much, much bigger one. This is absolutely at the top of the nice list, fresh off of a national championship game. Lane Kiffin's on the nice list, but they haven't done anything to be off the nice list. He could be on the naughty list. We will follow up with this next year, depending on how year one goes. But Lane Kiffin, home run higher nice list, and Kim Mulkey as well, like we talked about in the last segment. She's got that team rolling. And I'm ready to see what they look like in conference play once they get some tougher opponents on their schedule.
Okay, I doubt Angel Reese would be at this year's party because she's going to be busy preparing for the WNBA season. But would she be on your naughty nice list?
She is on my nice list. I know she's on a lot of people's naughty list, but I love Angel Reese. I love the kind of drama and intrigue that she's brought to the WNBA. And she's been a great proponent for women's basketball. She is at the top of my nice list, right next to Kim Mulkey. They both get sparkly sweaters for Christmas.
Well, I hope you have a great Christmas, you and your family, and we look forward to talking to you very soon into the new year. And let's see how Lane Kiffin does in the portal, and we'll get back with you and see how he's progressing.
Hey, that might as well be his name as Lane Portal, but thank you all so much. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy new year to all of you. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Caroline.